Do you have a huge financial interest in a competing solution? Is that part of the reason that you even started looking at this technology and are so critical of it?
Well, no. I mean, a financial interest in a way. I have no, as you guys say, I have no financial interest in Tesla. I have no short positions, puts, anything like that. My entire financial interest in Tesla is I own three of them. I own three Teslas. I own two Roadsters and a Model S. That there's no financial interest. If people say, you know, financial interest, can you say I'm a competitor? I help BMW. I help Daimler, all the big companies, GM. We supply software for those people to do it. And that gives it information. But actually, I say, who better to find out the problems in your product than the competitor? They look at things. They analyze their competitor's products. They try to figure things out. They tell you the things the salesman doesn't want you to know. I don't see why, if you say this person's a competitor, you shouldn't listen to them. That's just giving the salesman, you know, his dream. No one will ever hear about anything negative about the product.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely wrongheaded just even to say that. Yeah, sure, we're a competitor in a moderate way. I don't make cars. I don't make self-driving software. I make software that people who make self-driving software use to do their job.
Hi, it's Dave. So what's going on here? Dan O'Dowd is the CEO of Green Hill Software. He took out a full-page ad in the Sunday New York Times, blasting Tesla's FSD beta software. But there are so many things that are fishy about what he's doing. First, he takes 21 videos from YouTube and tries to quote-unquote analyze them. But there are hundreds and hundreds, probably in the thousands of FSD beta videos on YouTube, yet he only takes 21. You've got to wonder. Second, he has no firsthand experience on FSD beta at all. And third, all of the videos are old versions of FSD beta. In fact, 28% of the videos he analyzed are from 2020. Think about that. They're not even 2021. And the rest of the videos are older versions of beta version 10. Anyways, all this to say his methodology is crass at best. And then to spend six figures on a New York Times full page ad trying to sound all scientific is just also cringe. All right, but that said, everyone has a right to an opinion, and that's fine if he thinks FSD beta is whatever. But the great thing about this CNBC video is what I've been saying all along. Dan O'Dowd has major conflicts of interest that weren't stated publicly in the New York Times ad. Green Hill Software works with almost all the major OEMs in some way, either directly or through suppliers. And they work with competing driver assistance systems as well. So Dan O'Dowd is a CEO of a company competing with Tesla and working with companies competing with Tesla. The least he could do is to be transparent about that. But when the CNBC anchors call Dan out on this, this is his response. They ask, "Do you have a huge financial interest in a competing solution?" "No," he says, "a financial interest in a way. I have no financial interest in Tesla," he says, "no short position. My financial interest in Tesla is I own three vehicles. There's no financial interest." But he's completely not answering the question. The question is, do you have a financial interest in a competing solution? And so he totally skirts around this question. And then it looks like he realizes he's burying himself in a hole. So he tries to change course. And then he says, "Can you say I'm a competitor? Well, I help BMW and Daimler and GM and all the big companies. We supply software." So he starts to admit, yeah, that he's a moderate competitor and he helps the competitors, but thus he's trapped and he's digging himself into a deeper hole. And then he says, "Who better to find out the problems in your product than a competitor?" And I'm thinking, what is he talking about, right? He's saying, okay, he's admitting he's a competitor, but then he's saying, hey, it's not bad to be a competitor, but he's missing the whole point. The whole point is people just want honest disclosure. If you're a competitor and if you're helping competitors out, at least you should be open and say it. The New York Times ad that he paid for should be clear about that. And he should be clear when he makes media appearances as well. Rather than claiming you don't have a financial interest, right, in competing solutions, but then you have to refute your own words just a few seconds later and admit you are a competitor. I kind of wonder what's going on in his head when he changes course in the middle of the interview to finally admit he's a competitor and helps competitors. He's probably thinking, maybe I'm trapped. How can I squirm my way out of this? And then he thinks, I'll spin it. Competitors are good. Anyways, All of this just highlights a bigger problem of what's going on with legacy auto, in my opinion. They should just focus on making great products that people love. But rather than that, they're just busy stirring up drama and FUD and playing all of these pointless games. And they're trying to squeeze out some extra profit and sales. And by doing so, they're losing the hearts and minds and the trust of consumers. In my opinion, it just seems like it's all the beginning of the end for legacy auto. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. If it was, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.